Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Was on a sweet Thursday.
Monday, hey, we've heard this one before, but it's nice to hear it because it kind of softens the blow that we're closer to the end of another week, right? This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. November the 2nd is upon us as we close out the year. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that at all. I don't even want to think about it, but it's become evident because looking around and listening to commercials on the radio and on television, that we are almost full tilt into the Christmas season. Buy this, buy that, get this, get that, go there. It's the food stuff is on people's mind, and who can you trust to buy from online? I got an answer to that. Don't buy online. Go to the store. Put your hand on the merchandise, right? And then you know what you're buying, and you can try it on. What a concept. Why would anybody buy shoes online? I never could understand. I can't buy shoes unless you actually put them on my feet, and I know how they're going to feel.
Even if they're the same brand?
Fit. Yeah, well, a little bit. No, but, you know, even sometimes I buy San Antonio shoes, SAS shoes, mm-hmm. and sometimes they're, even if it's the same brand and the same size, there's a nuance because they're made by hand. They're not made in China. They're made in San Antonio. That's one of the reasons I like them. They fit and are very comfortable. I have really flat feet. So it's good to have that sort of thing, I think. But I never have understood. That's the one thing of many that I don't understand people buying online. They just don't get it. But anyway, that's not to do with Thanksgiving or Christmas or buying. Is your mission to get all of the things that you want to buy? Is your purpose to get, is your fulfillment to get all of the things you need before a certain date? Jay is here. Jay has probably an adoptive attitude toward Christmas, although she's probably not as
strong as
Jennifer.
Normally, we would be halfway done by now with the Christmas shopping, but we have not even begun.
Why would that be? What's different about this year?
I'm not sure there is anything different. We've just had different priorities. Maybe. Yeah, I guess that's what's different. There's been other things that have been taking precedence.
All right. Got it. Okay. It's the Good Day program, checking out what's going on here, there, and everywhere. I've learned that whenever I decide something that is important to me, my family, the people I care about, like the folks on the show, that I open up my heart. I think with my heart, not with my head. And I don't know why I'm thinking about that right now. Maybe making decisions about what you do for Christmas, get for Christmas. Megan and I, my daughter and I, were talking about that yesterday. Okay, Dad, what do you want to do for Christmas? It's Megan, it's only the 1st of November. Yeah, but we got a plan. And that's true, you have to plan if you're going to travel.
Involved.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, yeah, something in the focus was on my mind, and I'm sure it's on a lot of other people's minds. That's why I shared that with you here on Good Day. Here's something else I want to share. The continuing impact of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is collecting checks big time. Where do you think most of the money that he's gotten millions of dollars in the last about 14 weeks? So tell me, Jay, who you think is suffering, if that's the right word, who is not getting the money that was going in his direction before because of the impact of Robert F. Kennedy? Want to take a guess?
Who?
No, that's no fun. Who? The most of the money that's coming to Kennedy has been Trump money before. Jennifer's not going to like this.
Oh, Okay.
Lots of Trump money. Donors coming to him at a much, I mean, I'm looking at the numbers here. Joe Biden contributors are paying or kicking into the Kennedy campaign, but not at the rate the Trump, former Trump contributors. I'm talking about big time people. So I'm looking at a political analysis of campaign finance records to this point. Independent presidential candidate. And this is the first time actually in modern history, looking at the records, that so much, we're talking about millions of dollars here from donors who either gave to Trump big time before or donors who kept their wallets closed in the last couple of presidential elections. So this is a big factor in the campaign.
He's not with the Libertarian Party, right?
Nope, he's an independent.
He's an independent,
although
okay.
Libertarians will like him.
Uh-huh.
I consider myself to be a Libertarian, and I like him. But there are so many Republicans. And let's face it, Libertarians have more in common with Republicans, for the most part, than they do with Democrats. So that would make... That would make sense. So, in the last 3 days, he's collected $10 million. So there's something happening. Somebody's realizing there have been 1,700 contributors. There were previously he had 14 million from. 1,700. Yeah, this is really significant. As I look, I saw this last night. I thought this makes for good conversation. And so the hardcore Trump supporters, you can be sure, and this is Jennifer's line, will try to redefine Kennedy as just a typical Democrat, but he's not by any stretch of the imagination. And I'm sure if there was a debate and the three were in it, Trump would try his best to make fun of them for whatever the reason. But I thought it was interesting. The disclosure stuff is different now because of the federal laws that require, the timely information about who's giving what. And on the list, the thing that makes it significant is that most of the people giving are giving at least $200. And some, as I said, what you're supposed to, $1,000 is what you're limited to, but you can have campaign events. Like a friend of mine here in town with very strong political connections likes to have fundraisers, not only for the local folks, but for statewide officers. And so he has fundraisers in his house like once a month.
But that's such a good idea. Not only for the fundraiser.
$30,000. So, what?
I'm sorry. No, I was just saying this is a really good idea, not only for the fundraising aspect, but the whole, get to know your candidate.
Yeah.
That's just, it's brilliant.
Yeah, it is. It's a great idea. I, frankly, because of the way I am, the lieutenant governor is a lady who was a mayor of Salem before she became lieutenant governor's name, Kim Driscoll. And I quite like her because she's smart enough to know who she's dealing with, if you know what I mean. She gets to know the people who are there. She takes time. She remembers you from the last time. You know, that kind of stuff. Smart stuff. Sort of the Clinton way of doing things. But there are those on the other side. I thought it was interesting that Representative Ken Buck is not going to run for re-election. He has tired on the current... the current philosophy, if you will, of the election denial and all these people who are on the backs of Trump. He's from Colorado. He just said, I'm tired of this. These people are they're not realistic. And defining my career by having to believe that Trump didn't get elected, I'm not going to... What's that got to do with the issues of the day? He had announced previously he was going to run, but then he said, I'm looking around at all of this stuff. I just don't want to do this anymore. I've decided it's time for me to do something else. He's been in Congress since 2014, and he's the second Republican to announce that they are going to retire because they are tired of all of the, I think a lady from Texas, matter of fact, Kay Granger is the other one. She was chairman of the Appropriations Committee, a lot of power. But she says, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want people to judge me on whether or not I think Trump got elected. And that's right. That is right.
Mm-hmm.
Why should that be the defining issue? That has nothing to do with a country or its future or the problems or the issues that have to be decided. It had nothing to do with it. And it sort of sends you, it sends me on a tear every time I think about it, frankly. And as a matter of fact, this guy was even a member of the House Freedom Caucus. He says that the whole business of election denialism, which is an interesting word, has percolated through the party. And that's been a litmus test for some as to whether or not they should run for re-election or how they will handle it when they're out on the road talking to constituents. First question for a lot of people is, what about Trump? You think he had the election stolen? What's that got to do with what's going on in Colorado? Zero. Nothing. He says we... And I don't know where he was on the speaker thing. I think that was part of it. He's not a big supporter of this guy, although he felt like he had to vote for him to move things along. And a lot of people are thinking that, especially as more and more people find out about this guy, Johnson. Oof. Wow. He is Attila the Hun. And so, you know, I made that right. Okay, James, why did I say he was like Attila the Hun, just out of curiosity?
I don't know.
Tell me, Jay.
I want to learn something today.
Attila the Hun was considered, he was an old, I shouldn't say old. Attila the Hun was a warrior. I'm trying to remember the exact time period that he was in, but it's like thousands of years ago. And he was considered to be, I guess what you would consider today, very conservative. He was also someone who wanted to take over control of anything and everyone in his time. Mm. So,
like a Genghis Khan?
Right? Like the 400s or 500s?
Like Genghis Khan or something?
Maybe like not quite that sophisticated, but yeah. Yeah, manner
got
speaking.
Okay.
Yep, yeah. All right, so anyway, that's my discussion on leadership. I wear out on that stuff fast, very quickly. Anyway, it's, where are we? Thursday. We've already acknowledged that, and now it's time to acknowledge that it's 18 after the hour. This is the Good Day program.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hour on the Doug Steffen Optimistically Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is on board as usual, and we have some thoughts about Bobby Knight. A lot of people are talking about his passing at the age of 83. Probably, would you say, Jay, the most famous of all American college basketball coaches? And
yes,
the former
absolutely.
Player. But he's gone. I'm not sure he went easily, but he's gone, and we'll talk about him with a tribute, actually, for this Indiana coaching. Would you say we would call him an Indiana coaching legend?
Oh, a legend.
Yeah,
he's absolutely.
Right, in his own time. All right, that's coming right up here.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Legendary basketball coach, the General Bob Knight, has passed away. Born in 1940, Orrville, Ohio, Robert Montgomery Knight's legacy is defined by his 902 wins over his four-decade career coaching NCAA Division I men's college basketball, including three championships with the Indiana Hoosiers, who he coached from 1971 to 2000. Known for his fiery demeanor and not without controversy, Knight was a tenacious competitor, earning him the nickname, the General.
Everybody
everybody wants to win. Not everybody wants to prepare to win.
He was awarded National Coach of the Year 4 times, Big Ten Coach of the Year 8 times, and he coached the USA men's gold-winning Olympic team in 1984, making him one of only 3 basketball coaches to win an NCAA title, NIT title, and an Olympic gold medal. A giant in the game of basketball. We remember Bob Knight.
It's interesting because I would not have, I know the name, I'm not a big sports fan as most people who listen to this program know, but it was your father, Jay, who brought this around to my attention. And if I look at the trending lists everywhere, Bobby Knight is on the list with Matthew Perry and what's going on in Israel and George Santos and Donald Trump and the World Series and that sort of thing. So obviously this guy was very important. And I was looking at his record and what happened when he resigned because he wanted his son, Patrick, to take over as head coach. And I wondered whether that was, is that still... Is he still the coach there?
Yeah, so this was with Texas Tech, and Pat stopped in 2011, and he currently is he's a scout for the Indiana Pacers. But what's so cool is Patrick, he played for the Hoosiers basketball, so he got to play with his dad as coach and just then, you know, continuing their career together where he worked with him, took over for him. Oh, man. Bobby Knight, he really had a tough last few years with dementia and the different illnesses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing that happens with people like that who are so big and excitable, he was, what, 6'9 or something? He was a big, tall guy. And when your heart works as hard as it does to do the things that it needs to do, sometimes that takes its toll as well. And so, yeah, he had a lot of issues. But obviously everybody knew him and cared about him, and so you honor him on his passing. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, a gentle touch. You know, think about how most cats are handled. How often do owners lift them up with one hand, grabbing them somewhere around the middle of their stomach? Poor kitty dangles in the air, and the stress from her body weight is placed directly in the middle of her belly. Would you like to be held like that? I bet not. It certainly doesn't sound comfortable to me. As a matter of fact, I think it would hurt a lot. How many times have you dropped your cat to the floor from a height of a foot or more? Cats are small creatures, often no larger than a newborn infant. Would you handle an infant like that? I don't think so. When you touch your cat, do it ever so gently. A soothing touch will convey a lot to our fragile fur balls. She'll come to trust the calm in your hands, she'll know you're sensitive, and she'll feel the concern and love you're transmitting. Gently stroke your cat every day. Pick them up gradually. Lay them down softly. That's why so many cats freak out when people go to pick them up, because they know the end result may hurt. Handle them gently. They'll be your best friend. Remember, they're just little guys. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3680. For 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. National Security Spokesperson John Kirby is reporting civilians are beginning to evacuate war-torn Gaza through the Rafah border crossing into Egypt. The crossing was opened after Egypt, Hamas, and Israel agreed on a maximum number allowed to leave. Only 500 people may cross daily. The House of Representatives has ended a resolution to censure Congresswoman Rashid Tlaib over her comments about the war between Israel and the terrorist organization Hamas. The Michigan Democrat had nearly 24 Republicans join Democrats to kill the motion without debate. Former fiery Indiana University men's basketball coach Bobby Knight has died at the age of 83. The family announced last night, "It's with heavy hearts that we share that Coach Bob Knight passed away at his home in Bloomington, surrounded by his family." Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Your good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
I lost Thursday. I had it somewhere. Don't say it's where I left it. I lost Thursday like it was nothing.
Thursday is one of those almost nondescript days, isn't it? It's too early for the weekend, too late for the beginning of the week. It's just there. Right? It's just one of those days. And it's something we can be thankful for because every day is a blessing. It's the way I look at it anyway. You thank heavens for good days. You thank heavens for bad days because you learn from the bad days to appreciate the good days. Mm-hmm. That's it. Hooray! And every day we have a chance you can tune in for a new episode of The Adventures of Doug and Jay, or of Jay and Doug. Here's an adventure. It's a guy who had a great company, and he sold it, made a lot of money, decided to do something entrepreneurial to help his community. So he, this guy who was up, actually a Canadian in New Brunswick, his factory, he sold the company, but he didn't sell his building. So now he's using the building to build tiny homes, and he builds one a week, and has built a little gated community in a manner of speaking. He's got 99 homes in this for homeless people, which I thought was, think about it. The neighborhood's called 12 Neighbors. His name is Marshall LeBrun. He had a big social media monitoring company, and he sold it to somebody down here in America. And so he was always helping these folks and always trying to put things into perspective. So he's basically put his money where his mouth is. In essence, 1,600 people have found themselves homes up there. And he's now a hero, a community builder. And, yeah, $4 million so far to build these homes for, he says, about three-quarters of the way there. He also got some grants from the government, that sort of thing, to help these tiny little homes. They have a kitchen. They have a living and bedroom area. They have a bathroom, a little deck, solar panels on the roof. And they aren't bad to look at if you look at some of the pictures of them.
No, a lot of them are
shows them all in a warehouse. Yeah.
And it doesn't just end with giving them a home, but also like a real chance at contributing to society again with jobs that are right there on the properties, whether it's to help build more tiny homes, take care of the grounds, employing people to assemble things in the warehouse, and
whatever. Yeah. Remember that song, Tiny Dancer, from Elton John. That sort of was even tiny homes. No, maybe not. Yeah. There's a song called Tiny Bubbles, also by Don Ho. Of course, James Collins, who's in our studio, the main studio in Dallas, knows exactly who Don Ho is, right, James?
I sure do. He sings Tiny Bubbles.
There you go. He's a smart kid, that, James. All right, what's going on over in the Middle East? I suppose we ought to spend some time, as annoying or disgusting as it is. It's something that is... It's prompting me to want to do what I do when I don't want to talk about stuff, and that is don't talk about it, because it's not really going anywhere. It's not. You'd like to think that they're fixing. They have another airstrike today, and they've been blowing the hell out of that Gaza refugee camp, because that's where they say the heads of Hamas are, that's where they're living. That's where they've occupied that area. So they're digging through the rubble to search for bodies. And the United Nations is getting upset about it. Not that they really, I take a deep breath when I think about war crimes and stuff, because I think Putin should have been on trial and should have been executed for the war crimes he committed through his position as the leader of Russia in Ukraine. So should Netanyahu, some people who don't like Israel, don't like Netanyahu, think that he should be tried for war crimes as well because of what's going on in Gaza. So is it comparable, the things that are going on in Gaza? Think about the world itself. We have a small planet, and we're always at war with somebody's always fighting with somebody else. There's always some bomb going off someplace.
Well, and then everybody gets lumped together, too. Like, a country is not its government. A country is its people. But when we think about it, we talk about this, and we always have to preface it when we are speaking of China, because we're speaking on the Chinese government that we have an issue with, not the Chinese people. And it's same with Israel. It's same with Palestine. It's the same with Russia, Ukraine, where it is the leaders that are posing problems, as well as the terrorists, of course, but the civilians, the people, these are innocent lives.
Mm-hmm. And so, as a result of that, Jay, Prime Minister Netanyahu, who built his reputation as a security hawk, he's a tough guy, He had been in Special Forces when he was younger. He was educated at Princeton, and then he went back and he got into a Special Forces unit. I will tell you, having met this guy, interviewed him, looked into his eyes, he's a tough, tough, tough guy. And you can kind of see that whenever he's interviewed. He has refused to accept the responsibility for the Hamas disaster. It was their fault. They started it. And so we're just making sure it doesn't happen again. And I think that's a good argument to make. And then the people who don't like, there's a delicate balance, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. How far do you go? How far is enough? How far is too far? And they say that we don't think that, that we've gone Hamas. So now, today, this morning, talks are going to begin to establish sort of a multinational force. There you go. So the Israelis admit that they're uprooting Hamas. But again, you're not going to ever get rid of these people, unfortunately. You want to weaken them, to be sure. We are sending, also as of today, another 300 troops to the Middle East. This is, you wonder, okay, who are we protecting? We're protecting the Israelis. There are bases we have in Iraq, and they become a target, as you might imagine. Wherever the United States and Israel are considered one and the same by a lot of the people who don't like Israel. They see, okay, America is the same thing. America is responsible for what's going on here because they're the ones who carved out the land to have this country take root. And it was because they wanted the land to make sure they had influence. We had influence in the Middle East. So what's Biden doing about all of this? I think he said yesterday that there ought to be a pause in the fighting. And that'll have an impact because our aid is important. Our support is important. Netanyahu can't really do what he's doing. Biden was speaking, and some heckler in the audience said, "Hey, Joe, what do you think? Are we going to stop supporting Israel?" And he said, quote, "I think we need a pause." So, but is there enough influence there? Yeah, I think there probably is. The Israelis certainly depend on us and what we're all about. And so, anyway, I'm looking around at some other things here that are important to the continuing war. And it is. It's a war, right? It's not an action. Sometimes these, what was the Korean situation? I'm trying to remember what they called it. It wasn't a war. It was I don't know what it was, but it's just another way. It's a political way of, oh, it's not really a war. It's just an action. Yeah, right, exactly. Silliness. Okay, let's talk about the World Series. I heard J.U. and James talking about the World Series, state of things in the world of baseball. A lot of people thought that it was a boring series because of the teams. I don't know. Your hometown, James, got all excited, right?
I take offense. We were very excited. Fun fact, we have the big ball.
Take offense to what? That it was boring?
No, that other people are saying boring. You're fine, Doug. You're fine. But no, big dome in Dallas that we've been broadcasting games on that big dome for all of Dallas to see the score and everything. It's been awesome. Dallas has gone really all out for the Rangers this year because this would be the first time that they've won the World Series. So it's a really big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So...
It was a big deal. Corey Sager last night was MVP of the World Series. Three home runs, one double, three walks. I mean, he's fantastic. I haven't seen a better baseball player since like Beltre and Hamilton back in like the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. So I mean, yeah, no,
yeah,
it was some real good. And I don't know what it is about the Rangers. They seem to play better when they're not home. You know, so like when they were playing at the Diamondbacks Arena, we all knew that we were going to win every time. I think they get amped up from the booing. I think that's what it is. They get fired up from it.
Boo! 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 Yeah, okay. 5 games it went, right? That was kind of surprising. A lot of people thought it would go 7.
I think
I
think it was 4.
Isn't that the thought?
Was it 4 or 5? I'm pretty sure it was 4.
No, I think it was game 5. Wasn't it? They won 5-0.
Yeah, it was game 5.
What was it, Diamondbacks?
Okay. That's my bad. Yeah, so game it was 5. It was 5 games.
Yeah. All right. So how much were the tickets when this thing, if you had to buy a ticket on the street in Dallas, what would it cost you to have gotten into the game that were played in Dallas?
You could probably get some nosebleed tickets for about $150 to $250, and then if you wanted to get some good home plate tickets, they could go upwards of like $1,000 to maybe even $1,500, depending on where you were.
I heard there were some seats selling for $10,000,
$11,000. Oh, wow. Okay, I never heard that big. Let's see. Let's see.
Sometimes you get these crazy prices also at the end of the football season, right? When you're
absolutely.
Trying to see what you get. So Dallas is more of a baseball town or a football town? I'm going to guess it's football. But
I think we're definitely more.
I remember going to a game.
People go way crazier for the Cowboys than they do the Rangers, to be fair. I think that the Cowboys are, because it's more than just a football team. It's a brand at this point. You see everyone wearing a Cowboys star and a Cowboys jersey all the time. Even though the Cowboys aren't that great, in my opinion. Don't hate me, Dallas. But they're just a brand. I mean, that is the biggest thing about Cowboys. They sell the brand, not the game, in my opinion.
Yeah. Exactly. The games are events, and oftentimes has nothing to do. I have a good friend who has a tailgate party before every Patriots game.
Exactly.
I don't know whether he's sort of a local sports fan, goes to the Celtics game with his children, and he goes to Red Sox games.
Right.
Because he likes it. College games as well. But, you know, sometimes it's just the party aspect. Let's go have a beer and a burger. Woo-hoo! 48 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Oh, I love this restaurant. Glad we got a table quickly.
What does that sign say?
Caution, wet floor?
No, right next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. Won't offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
The familiar rings of what we use for music to get us into the Food, Farm, and Family Report. Yesterday was National Cinnamon Day. Let's see, today is National Deviled Egg Day. Deviled eggs. They're just hard-boiled eggs, right? Cut them in half, that's it. What's the big deal?
Yes, and then, well, and then you do a little zhazzing up, juicing up of the yolk, and then you put them back in that white part of it.
Mm-hmm. Paprika, right? All those things. Huh. So, it's good for you, I suppose. I've never been a fan of eggs, although once in a while I'll have a little. I think if you mix all that stuff together, you put a little mayonnaise in with it, right?
And put them in it depends. But there's so many different recipes. You can do a vinegar-based one. You can do a mayo one. You can use an aioli.
Why are they called devil? Why is it devil's food cake? Why are they deviled eggs? What was that? I don't know. What the origin of that is. Seems rather strange.
About devil's cake. Well, deviled foods are seasoned, fried, or boiled. But when it comes to devil's cake, devil's food cake, I'm not sure. I don't know if that's a juxtaposition.
It's chocolate cake,
isn't it? Food cake. Well, it's super rich chocolatey cake, and then food cake, or angel food cake is that, like, light kind of, is it vanilla? Yeah.
Hmm. All right, here's the loser of the day. A Utah Grubhub driver has been reprimanded. What in the world? He delivered a cup of urine instead of a milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
for a Chick-fil-A store?
He said it was an honest mistake. It really was an accident. But also, how do you mix that up? They feel completely different. They are weighted differently. And why do you have a cup of urine? Like, I think that there's a little underground situation going on. Like, he's selling his pee for people to use for...
But according to this, he tasted it.
He tasted it?
Somebody tasted it.
The person that he delivered it to.
Yeah. Took a sip.
If I order a milkshake and it comes comes to me and it is like super liquidy, it's more like chocolate milk rather than a chocolate milkshake, I'm not drinking it.
So Chick-fil-A, excuse me, this was a $25 order, and they gave the guy back $18, the refund, because he got urine instead of a milkshake. I don't know about that.
Well, and apparently the conversation went really smoothly, I guess. The driver handed everything to the customer, and the customer immediately put the straw in and took a sip and kind of like took it back and said, hey, do you know this is pee in here?
How would he know it was pee? But how the guy who got it, how does he know the taste of pee? I don't know what pee tastes like. Do you?
I do not.
No,
I do not. Well, apparently the guy said that, the driver said that when he has to relieve himself, he just uses a cup that's in his car. So, and he accidentally switched the cups.
No.
But, like, if somebody is delivering my food, I don't want them using their car as a bathroom, too.
This is fishy. Mid-America Pet Food has issued a voluntary recall of Victor beef meal and rice because of salmonella. The companies from down where you are there, James, Mount Pleasant, outside of Dallas, recalling three lots of their super premium dog food produced down there. The potential to be contaminated. This voluntary recall. So I guess what I would do if I were you, and you have any pet food from what the company's called Mid-America Pet Food, obviously Mid-America, I think I would be bringing it back to the store, getting my money back, and making sure I got an extra 20 or 30 bucks for my time. This is so stupid. Here's the warning from the company. Do not feed the recall products to pets or any other animals. Are people that stupid, really? Honestly. They tell you to destroy the food. No! 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 Bring it back and get your money back. That takes a lot of chutzpah to tell people to get rid of it instead of taking responsibility for what you've done with your product or you haven't done.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you to, if you have it, to wash the pet food bowl. Don't you wash your pet food bowls every time you feed the dog?
Should.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. Oh, my dog eating that old crusty stuff. All right, anyway. So, again, it's Mid-America Pet Food. All there, just bring it back and get your money back. That's it, period. End of story. And, yeah, always sanitize your food. What you do for you, and why would you do it for your pet? 59 past the hour.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.